What is going on, everybody? Casey here, Virginia Game Day, checking in with another episode of the podcast. The Hoos brought home a W on senior night, closing out the season with a big dub, 72-57 over Georgia Tech. Huge win in a must-win game. 15 points, convincing, passes the eye test. We avoid a bad loss, even though, you know, going into the game, I posted on Instagram a couple of days ago, it's like, this game is going to be harder than what it's going to be worth because Georgia Tech was playing really good ball. They had beaten Duke. They had beaten North Carolina, Wake Forest, Clemson, all the, you know, kind of tournament-ish teams in the ACC. But because of how poorly they played in the other games, they're not a team that's ranked high in KenPom and all that, not a tournament team themselves. So they avoided the bad loss, even though the team they're playing was playing pretty well at the time. And they passed the eye test. We shot the ball well. Finally, we had some people step up. Shout out Tane Murray. You know, the Tane hive is strong. There's a group of fans out there that have been calling for Tane Murray for a long time. And, you know, there's been spurts of it throughout the season. But tonight he really answered the bell and I'm sure made a lot of people happy. He's a lot of people's favorite player. Like, I've rode the shuttles to the games. I've talked to people all over, you know, all UVA basketball fans. And some people are like, yeah, Tane Murray's my guy, my favorite player. So that might surprise some people, but that's the truth. So, yeah, huge game for Reese also on senior night, closing it down, 21 points, 9 assists, 6 rebounds in his final game at JPJ. And then, of course, the tradition of walk-ons hitting big buckets in their final game on senior night. Tristan Howe with a little dream shake, fade away, sent the place into a frenzy. And it was just an all-out great night at JPJ. It was a party. Like, how often have we, I don't think we've had it this year. Weekend game at nighttime. It was a party. It was lit at JPJ. And the Hoos showed up. Tony had the guys ready to play. The fans' vibes were right. The players were ready to prove themselves. And 8 o'clock on, you know, ACC Network, that was the last ACC game of the season, regular season game of the season. All the other games had been finished by the time we strapped it up to play Georgia Tech. And the defense showed up, the offense showed up, we did our thing. And while we're still technically on the bubble in a lot of places, I think we're like pretty safe because there's not going to be a lot of chances you would expect in the ACC tournament for a bad loss. We'll go over some of the bracket stuff later. But, yeah, odds are we'll play Clemson. And that would just be, if we lose to Clemson, it's not awful. If we beat Clemson, it's even better. So I feel pretty good about where we are bracket-wise. I think Joe Lunardi had us as the last team in before the Georgia Tech win. And now we're like the fourth team. We're still on the last four in, but he has us as like the fourth team. So we still have some, you know, a little bit of wiggle room. Although we don't want to be close at all. I don't think we want to be in that Tuesday-Wednesday game. We want to be safely on Thursday. So I'd love to go on a run here in the ACC tournament. Let's talk about some of the stats here from Georgia Tech. 72-57, the Hoos made it rain from three. Reese hit three, and Reese had a cold three too. There was a play late in the game, late in the second half, where a dude flopped. Reese was guarding him. A dude from Georgia Tech shot the three, flopped, didn't get the call because it wasn't a foul. And then Reese, cold-blooded, comes down and then just launches the three, nails it in a very un-Reese-like fashion. And it was a cold-blooded situation. He went 3 for 4 from deep. Isaac McNeely, I feel like he didn't hesitate at all. He was letting him fly last night. 4 of 8 from deep, finished with 16 himself. Jake Groves hit three. Tane Murray, we talked about a little bit earlier, hit two. Tane Murray, I mean, listen, all praise to my man, Tane Murray, feeling it and being aggressive and not shying away from, you know, taking shots, doing his thing. Yeah, so 12 of 26 overall from three. We didn't get to the free throw line like at all. It was a weird thing. They didn't call shit on Georgia Tech. in terms of fouls, and we only got four free throws, and it felt like 8 o'clock game, ACC, UVA's putting it on Georgia Tech. The refs were kind of, I don't know if they're keeping it close because Virginia was basically winning by like double digits the whole game, but it seemed like they bailed them out a few times. It seems like they let Georgia Tech go to the free throw line a few times where it seemed like they didn't really earn it and they weren't giving us anything at all. Overall from the field, 29 to 56, 52%, a ton of assists, 18 assists, only five turnovers. Meanwhile, we forced 12 turnovers on Georgia Tech. We held their leading scorer without a point, held them to 19% shooting, 40% overall. So all around team win. And then, of course, you know, getting the cherry on top with the human victory cigar, Tristan Howe at the end. I was up in D.C. earlier in the day at the CAA tournament, watching the early games, William and Mary Towson. And then we drove back and got there right in time for the UVA game. So it was an awesome day of college basketball. And it's the best time of year right now with all these conference tournaments, the big conference tournament starting, teams punching their tickets. Shout out to Longwood, by the way, you know, only an hour from Charlottesville, Farmville. They got a brand new arena too. If you guys like college basketball, get down to Longwood one of these nights next year when they have home games, because it's a brand new little arena, you know, maybe holds 2,000 or 3,000, but it's brand new. It looks crisp. It's a great place to watch a basketball game, and you can, there's no bad seat. Obviously you can get like courtside seats, you know, and inexpensive, good place to play, and they play good basketball themselves. Starting five for the Hoos, again, Jake Groves in, no Andrew Rohde. It's another big kind of question. Rohde didn't play at all, and some people on Twitter were like, was it an injury thing? Was it a what? You know, I think I know what it was. I think it was just we had to try something different. I would have loved one of the press members to ask after the game. I'm sure they're kicking themselves after, you know, the press conference ends and no one finds out what happened with Rohde or why he didn't play or didn't even ask coach. But yeah, Rohde, no minutes. All the minutes went to Tane, and that's fine. There's the Tane hive. They've been calling for it, and Tane performed. I mean, Tane balled out. But yeah, Groves was in the starting lineup for the Hoos. So Jordan Miner in his also senior game, last game at JPJ, played 10 minutes, scored 4 points. They went small throughout the game, but when Jordan was in there, he did do some nice things. They had a chance to, you know, later in the game, check him back in when we were up like 15 and have him come off the court and get a nice round of applause along with Groves. Reese Beekman in his final game at JPJ, 35 minutes, 8 of 10 shooting, three three-pointers, 6 rebounds, 21 points, 9 assists, 3 steals, just a classic Reese game. And after the game, coach was, again, for a couple games in a row now where he's been like, people, we should be celebrating Reese Beekman. He's going to be a good player at the next level. This kid does it the right way. There's a lot of things wrong with college basketball, but Reese Beekman is what's right about college basketball. And shout out to him. It was like, I was listening in the car on the way home and I'm like, I love this guy. I love Tony Bennett so much. Like, how can you not love a guy who stands up for his players and just like has his values and morals in the right place all the time? Isaac McNeely, 35 minutes, 6 of 12, 4 three-pointers, 16 points, 3 assists, 1 steal. And everyone in the starting lineup was a plus, you know, plus in the plus minus category. Isaac was a plus 12. Ryan Dunn, 23 minutes, didn't shoot the ball much. 1 of 2. He had a dunk, I believe. 2 points, 3 rebounds, had a nice block, couple steals, a quiet game offensively, but did some things on the defensive end and shut the Yellow Jackets down. The Virginia defense was very connected, and they're their best when they're closing out. You know, Georgia Tech kept swinging the ball around the three-point line, but strong closeout, connected, and it was a thing of beauty. Groves, 32 minutes, 9 points, 6 rebounds, had a couple threes there that were huge. They were giving him spots to get some shots off, and he was able to knock them down. him, like I said, him and Minor were able to come off the court late in the game on their at their last game on JPJ, get a little hand, and it was good to see. Reese too, you know, coach had this all set up late in the game where he was able to check Reese out of the game, let him get his, you know, curtain call moment coming off by himself. And at that moment, they put Tristan in. Even though the fans were chanting for Tristan like way too early, I'm like, no, we got to win this game by 20. We can't, you know, Georgia Tech's coming back right now. We got to like stretch this lead. We can't have them come in with 3 minutes left because we're up by 18. Now it's down to 13. Come on. But Isaac hit a huge three, got it back up to 16. And then it was like, all right, let's get Tristan in. Tristan comes in. Reese comes out. Round of applause. Da, 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 da. And then Minor and Groves are able to come out a little bit later together. They get their round of applause. And then there's like 50 seconds left. And it's like, all right, Tristan's going to get his shot. Call play for him. Gets the ball down the post. Boom, boom, boom. Beautiful move. And Georgia Tech, mind you, has all their like rotation players in. This isn't their, you know, no-name guys. So the dude from Georgia Tech is pressuring Bryce Walker, like, you know, playing hardcore crazy defense up at the top of the key. And then Tristan gives a beautiful move to whoever was guarding him down the post from Georgia Tech, like probably their starting power forward. And Tristan just bop, 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 fade away. It was awesome. Crowd went crazy. Celebration from Tristan. It was dope. It was a great scene, man. It was a great, great scene. But yeah, so that does it for the starting five. Off the bench, we had Blake Buchanan, 17 minutes. He was 1 of 4, 2 rebounds, 2 points. Tane Murray, probably the star of the show off the bench, had the highest plus minus of anyone on the team in the plus 13. And his stuff isn't fancy, you know. Shoots the three, straight line drives. He's not shifty left to right. No, straight line drives, tough, concise. I love it. And I hope he'll probably be like a starter next year. If he can kind of master that role, be in that three spot and give a lot of consistency and knock down shots and play tough defense, I'm super excited for that. Dante Harris, 16 minutes. He was feeling it a little bit today. Feeling it in terms of like Tane being aggressive, shooting the ball. He didn't knock a ton of shots down, but he did have a couple drives that, you know, were crucial buckets. And he's got to get that his offensive game to a point where he's comfortable making plays, comfortable getting shots up in the flow of the game, and actually hitting shots. His percentages have been way down this year, but this is a guy who's done it at this level. Big East basketball, he's done it. So I am confident that he will get back in the lab and get to a point where he's an effective scorer in this offense. He was 2 of 7 overall, missed both threes he took, 4 points, a couple steals, played really good defense. And one time, I think it was in, I wrote it down here. It was in the second half. There was a bunch of big hustle plays, right? Blake Buchanan had a huge hustle play that gave us a new shot clock with like 8 and change left in the game. And then immediately after, Dante had a huge hustle play where it was basically a steal, but he played great defense, got a steal. And then Tony was fired up. He like gave Dante an attaboy on the, like a high five or something on the sideline, like during the game while the ball went out of bounds. And it was cool to see. I don't really see coach doing that much, but he appreciates tough defense, hard-nosed defense. And Dante gives you that in spades. His size gets him in trouble sometimes with like switches and whatnot, but on ball defense on the perimeter, he's a problem. Yeah, so Georgia Tech was no slouch, even though we put it on them. You know, it was a 15-point win. And probably, I would have loved it to be 20, but what are you going to do? I'm happy with the 15-point win. Going in, I was like, man, they're a 10-point favorite. I don't know if we're going to cover 10, but we did. And, you know, Damon Stoudemire, the coach, was very complimentary of the team afterward. And at some point, him and Coach Bennett had to play each other along the lines. Stoudemire was a really good player in the NBA for a while with the Raptors and then with the Blazers. His first year was 95, 96. When did Tony? Okay. So Tony's last year was 94, 95. So no, they didn't have any crossover in the NBA, but cool to see two NBA point guards going against each other in a coach setting. Yeah. So 72-57 is your score from the final game of the season. Shout out Virginia, finished 22-9, 13-7 in the league, and good for the 3 seed in the ACC tournament. How that'll break out is UNC is the 1 seed, Duke's the 2 seed, UVA is the 3 seed, Pitt's the 4 seed. So those four teams are going to get byes, double byes. And Virginia's going to have the 9:30 game in the Thursday quarterfinals. So 9:30 in DC. If you can get up there after work, you know, it's only a 2-hour drive. 9:30 at Capital One Arena. I'm going to try and be there. And then hopefully we can beat whoever it is. It could be Clemson, who's the number 6 seed, who's in our spot, in our, you know, bracket section, or the winner of Boston College, Miami. So it's either going to be Miami, Boston College, or Clemson is who we play in the first round. I would imagine it's Clemson. The good thing is Virginia has had a weird year, right? And now we're due for a run, in my mind, by my crazy, math. We started 9-1. Then we went 2-4. Okay, so it's been up and down. Then we won 8 in a row, back up. And then we go 2-4 again. And now we're 1-0 again and counting. So maybe we can make a run here, get through the ACC tournament, and then make a run in the big dance. Start 9-1, then go 2-4, then go 8-0, then go 2-4 again. Now we're 1-0 on our new stretch of playing good basketball. So let's go. It is possible. If I were to pick another team that could win this thing besides UVA, I mean, North Carolina's playing great basketball. Pitt is also playing really good basketball. I'd like to see Syracuse knock somebody off. You know, they've had some big wins this year. They got good players. Yeah, it's going to be super fun. This is the best time of year, guys. Best time of year. I don't think we'll have a problem getting into the tournament. And if it's first four, it's first four, whatever. We'll play whoever, and we'll try and come out of there. It's been done before. VCU did it and made it to the Final Four. So there's an account on X or Twitter, JBR Bracketology, and he posted kind of the bubble picture alongside the ACC tournament bracket and Virginia being kind of a bubble team. He said, even if we don't win a game, we still have a 90% chance to make the tournament. With one win in the tournament, we're 100% lock. So that's from a Bracketology account on X. I feel pretty good the way we are. And, you know, according to most of the mocks, we're in with a little bit of wiggle room, a couple games, a couple teams. There's a lot of stuff to still come out. I'd love to win this ACC tournament, man, because it's all about the vibes going into the big dance. Last year, we made a run in the ACC tournament. We beat Clemson, we beat UNC, and then we lost to Duke in the championship. That's not out of the question. We won 8 in a row at one point. We won 9. We went 9-1 to start the season. We beat Florida. We beat Texas A&M, West Virginia, Syracuse, Virginia Tech, NC State, Clemson, Miami, Florida State, Wake Forest. There's some good wins that the Hoos have gotten this year. And no matter how many times they got knocked down, they get back up and keep knocking, and that's what this program is all about. So hope to see y'all in D.C. this weekend. If you see me out, say what up Thursday night or Friday or whatever. Love to talk to you guys. So make it up there. It's a short drive, definitely closer than Greensboro. So hopefully Virginia can have a big amount of fans there. And, you know, the fans at JPJ last night for the finale, they're having like another player because that was live and the players feed off the energy, the good vibes of the fans. And it's just like, you got to have both going. So be up there in DC, put out the good vibes, and hopefully that'll affect the team. All right. At Virginia Game Day on Instagram, Virginia Game Day podcast on all major platforms. Thank you guys for listening, and go Hoos. Thank you.